On Pasuk Yud, Perek Yilchet, Pasuk Yud, in Parshat Yitro. We have an amazing insight here by the Malvin. Perek Yilchet, Pasuk Yud. Opening up myself so you can see the context. We pull up a chair for the same price, Mayor. Same price. You paid already big bucks, so you can come.
Here's a standing day. Look at that.
Right? Moshe tells his father-in-law everything that happened in Paro Mitzrayim. Yitro is very happy for all the good that happened. And then right after that, one of the great questions I heard this year, Kliyakar asked it also does is, first of all, just a Musar line is Vayishma Yitro before we get to the first word. It says Vayishma Yitro, right? So the Gemara in Zvachim, Rashi quotes out of the first Rashi, it's not in front of us, it says Mashmua Shama Uba. So the Rashi quotes two things. What does Rashi quote? Kriyas Yamsuf and Amalek. That he heard about this and then maybe he converted, right? But the Musar idea where they say from Rashi is a lot of times we hear things. Right? Many times your mother might have said there's a difference between listening and hearing things. Hearing is you hear but you don't act upon it. Listening means, so that's what they say. Mashmo. It's not that he just heard about it, it's Mashmo Shama Uba. When you hear something and you actually what? Do something for it. He actually went and made impact on him and he followed what he heard. It's what the Yigeret the Ramban says, that every time you learn something, you have to stop and say, okay, how does this affect me? What am I supposed to do with this? That's just a machshava that Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Zvach. The question I heard this year, which I never thought about, is once he already heard about these things in Pasuk Aleph, why in Pasuk Chet does Moshe have to retell him? Vayisaper Moshe l'chot? No. Right, so there are differences in speak. There are differences. One might be ahava versus yirah. There might be different foci, but it's a very, very important question to be asked also. But we're starting with right after him being happy about it. Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Adonai Asher Yitzil Etchem Yamitzrayim Yaparo Asher Yitzil Etami Tachar Yamitzrayim. The Baruch Hashem. Who's the first person who said Baruch Hashem? The answer is Yisrael. Yisro is the first one that says Baruch Hashem. The question is, he's the first one to say Baruch Hashem? What is going on? So first of all, the Netziv in source number 6, which we're not going to get to in a second, we're going to get to in a second, is why is he the first one? But the truth is, Eved Avraham Eliezer also said Baruch Hashem, that he was able to do his shlichut for Yitzchak. But the Medrash really goes to town. It's the Medrash, the Gemara quotes this Medrash in Sanhedrin and Daf Tzadik Daled. But the Medrash in Source 2 says, Bore Kamayu Yisrael Migunim. This is an indictment. Shaloaya Adam Yisrael Shabarchu Lakarish Barchu Ad Shabai Yitrael. It's mamish an indictment against Bnei Yisrael. How do you not say Baruch Hashem? The Malbim here has an unbelievable insight. It's an insight I learned when I learned Tehillim. And he quotes it on this pasuk, and he it's unbelievable. And that's sources 3 through 5. What does he quote it on Tehillim? When we're going to say Hallel, Rosh Chodesh, etc. We say Hallelu Avdei Hashem, Hallelu Hashem Hashem, Yishem Hashem, Mivorach Me'atah V'ad Olam. Very simple. In English, we say Hallel is to praise, Baruch is to bless. Okay, maybe it has different connotations. It's true. When you talk about bracha, blessing, there is a different connotation of bracha. What does it mean that we bless Hashem? Right, that in itself is a regular question. Right, when we say Baruch Hashem, what does that mean? Correct? The difference between bracha and Hallel. There's a beautiful Barbanel. We'll get to it in Bamidbar. But there's a difference when I bless you versus I bless Hashem. The word Baruch, the Rashba says, is I recognize God as the source of all blessings. Nefesh HaChaim says that also. Baruch, when I'm blessing you, I'm davening to God that you should be blessed. But what does the Malbim say? What's the difference between Lehalel and Levarech? The Malbim says an amazing Yisod, and he applies it to here specifically Yitro. Why was Yitro the first one to say Baruch as opposed to Halel? The Malbim says in source number 4, when we say Hallelu Avdei Hashem, she Hallelu at Shem Hashem, Ulam, the next pasuk is that what? It's not only with Hallel, but also you need to go up the ante, which is what? The second pasuk of Hallel, which is Yihi Shem Hashem Mevorach Me'atah V'ad Olam. What's the difference? Explains the Malbim.
There is a fundamental difference between Hallel and Bracha. Sha'atihila, Hallel is mitzar gedulato v'rumuato. When you're praising God in Hallel, it's talking about the transcendence, the greatness of the Ribono Shel Olam. Shabazeh, that's not something that's particularistic to the Jews. That, Shabazeh yodu gama akum. They can see the foreign nations and say, wow, look at these unbelievable things that God has done. You should know this. Why do we have this? We say it every single Shabbat or every when we say Shir Hamaalot. What do we say? If you're very Tzioni, Shir Hamaalot. Right? B'shuv Hashem, Shiva Tzioni Yichomim. What's the next pasuk after that? Oz Yimalei Tzchok Pino Shonim Yerina. Oz Yomru Vagoyim Higdil Hashem Laso Siman. Right? It's the Goyim that see it a lot of times before we're able to see it. Right? Because a lot of times, what do we say in Tehillim? We say, Halu Et Hashem Kol Goyei. What do we say over there?
Kol Goyim Shalfu Goyim.
Kol Goyim. Why? The famous idea is because we don't even half know of what all the different terrorists, everything that's going on. Right? That's the Hallel of the Goyim. The Goyim themselves, sometimes we are so self-critical, or we're too internal, we don't even see the Ribono Shel Olam. But the Goyim are able to see Mitzad Gedulato V'Rumuto Shebazei Yode Gam Akum, and they call him Eloka Daloka. And you need Tehillah V'Shevach. But Bracha is the next step. Because Bracha is not just about praise, but Bracha Mure Ala Shefa Tmidit Hayotzei Mimeno Haidei Ashkacha Pratit. The next step is not just the greatness, the transcendence of God. That's, if you would say, Borei Shamayim V'Aretz. But he's the Mashkiach. He takes care of us. That's the constant tosefet, the extra. That's why bracha is an overflowing, like the brecha. Bracha is a blessing. Brecha is a pool. It's berech is what? Is the joint of the over...
connected to?
Yeah, yeah. Havracha. In the type of, what's it called? Not grafting, but it's basically taking, is that what it is? When you take the tree and you plant it
in the ground.
Pour it around and it comes back out. Is that called grafting? That's not called grafting. Grafting is you cut it.
Havracha,
you cut it. This is havracha, but again, it's the same thing that through that it becomes more blessed. This is the bracha. Okay? So this is not enough for Hallel. That hashkacha pratit, but rather mimizrach shemesh an mivoo mulal shem Hashem. Right? The it's the praising of Hallel is even by the goyim, but they don't give a bracha. But rather Rama kogoyim Hashem, because them Hashem is always Ram. He's transcendent. Rama kogoyim Hashem al shemayim kavodo. Only on shemayim is their kavod, right? And therefore their therefore it's not Hashem mivorach. Right? What's the next pasuk in Tehillim after that? Rama kogim Hashem Hashmayim Kodo. What do we say? What's the next pasuk after that? I didn't bring it. Perik Yud Gimel in Tehillim. I should have brought it. What's the next pasuk after that? It definitely has to do with bracha. You remember it all? Kuf Yud Gimel. Rama kogim Hashem Hashmayim Kodo. But we say Mika Hashem Elokeinu Hamagbi Lashavet. Meaning we say that as opposed to the Goyim, the Hallel of the transcendence of God, that he's Ram, he's only up there, we say he brings himself down and he takes care over here. Okay? And that's what's going on over here, says the Mal. Vayomer Yitro Baruch Hashem. Right? What does that mean? So he explains the Shitato. Because the nations, they believe, and he uses the same thing, Eloka Eloka. Right? He quotes the whole thing over here. Everything we just did.
So why?
Hashem b'tzion gadol v'ramo akolamim. But now Yitro does what? He also says Baruch Hashem. Yitro is able to say Baruch Hashem. Ki gadol Hashem. Baruch Hashem asher yitzil etchem. That you're able to say Moshe and Aaron. And he spoke Kashot neged Paro and Mitzrayim. And he gave all those makot. And he gave all the hatrot. And he was matzil ta'am. So this is the chiddush. This is the chiddush of what? This is the chiddush of Yitro. That the idea is that he was this big believer with the Goyim. And now he's able to what? He's able to get this level not only of Hallel, but also of Bracha. Another pshat that I heard is that besides what the Netziv says, I'm just opening it up now, Another pshat that I heard is he's the first one not to give thanks only for something that happened to him, but he was able to say Baruch Hashem for what?
For his family.
For somebody else. That happened to somebody else.
It
happened to his family also. But yeah. Okay, so that's number one.
Isn't he like kind of nogeda there though?
That's true. It's a vort.
Wait, what was it? Say it again.
I had heard an idea that that everyone else said Baruch for something that happened specifically to them. This is what happened, something that happened to somebody else.
Oh, so all the needs happened to me. So.
Right. So the Nitziv in 6 and 7 says the difference is that Moshe and all Am Yisrael only gave the bracha in the completion of the Gula of Kriyat Yam Suf. That was the Shira, that was the bracha. We're in short 6, Sammy. But Yitro said the bracha even before, meaning there's an issue of what? Being able to give bracha not only when things are finished. There's a concept of giving bracha even when you're not fully done. Right? Every step of the way, there's a concept of giving bracha. Let's go to source number 8. Source number 8 is one quick Musar idea. Is first of all, there's a very important issue. The big question is Yitro is the introduction for Matan Torah. So one of the messages is Yesh Chachma Bagoyim. There's a lot to learn. There's a lot to learn out there. To be able then, Yaftel Okim Liefes Vishkom Belishim. There's a lot to learn from the Goyim. One of the things I thought not to learn from him, meaning not only that, Moshe, Yitro tells Moshe, look, you're messing up this whole judicial system. You're not doing it well. But within that, the first thing he says is Vayomer Chotei Moshe Elav Lo Tova Davar. It rubbed me wrong when he said that. Lo Tova Davar Asher Ata Oseh. Right? Perek Yilchet Pasuk. Where is it?
Still or Yitzah?
It continues on. Where is it? I brought down the pasuk, right? Or not? Perek Yilchet, Mr. Praise.
Simon.
Yeah, that's the Medrash.
Yeah.
Right. So it says here, Vayomer pasuk Zayin. Vayomer Chotei Moshe Elav. Lo Tov Adavar Asher Ata Oseh. Now the question is, he could have said it better. All right. So the idea that the Medrash here says Melamed Shaya Adam Chashuv Yitro, she came to Diburo Vamar Lo Tov. I found the Medrash, but the issue is a lot of times when you're trying to criticize somebody, if you say it in the negative, you don't do this. This is not good what you're doing. That is not helpful. I don't know if you've ever been in camp before or even in shul before. The rabbis don't like being the police officer. But how many times are we in the shush culture? Shh, shh, shh. Right? No, that's not good. What I wanted to create, I only went to camp for the 2 years that I was the rabbi, but I wanted to create the positive culture. Being able to say, Yashar Koach, for what you're doing. Meaning, this is what we do. We talk. It's not don't talk. It's we talk to the Ribono Shel Olam here. This is what we do. It's not a negative. It's not everything. You don't do this, do this. Talk of things. We talk well. Meaning, we don't curse. But we talk with the proper language here. I mean, each time as opposed to shh. I mean, there's some very good rabbis out there that don't just stand up by the pulpit and are like the police officer. They go into the back and then they're there. They're not trying to say, okay, I'm the police officer, now you're quiet there. No. So it's a certain level of just what, it just rubbed me a little wrong. I didn't see anybody that talked about it as much as it rubbed me wrong, but this Medrash at least hints to it. But now there's a big piece. As much as we said, Yesh Chachma Begoyim, there's a fundamental difference between the presentation of Yitro and the presentation of Moshe. Look at the Pesukim in source number 9. Look at the difference. V'ata techazem mikol ha'am anshei chayel yirei Elokim anshei emes. He talks about building up, make sure that they're full of justice and truth, Mr. Fishman. But then he says, v'shaftu et ha'am b'chol et, v'ya ha'davar ko ha'davar ha'gadol yaviu elecha. He basically says, look, if it's a really very big, big matter, they should bring it to you, Moshe. Okay. Call any great thing. The Chol HaDavar HaKaton, if it's small, Yishmatuim, that's why you have smaller courts. And therefore, Va'akil Me'alecha will be lighter for you, and you'll be fine. But then, look what happens. Va'yishma Moshe, Pasuk Chavdal, Moshe listens to him. But Kol Chol, no, how many times it mentions the word father-in-law here is just unbelievable.
Chotein. Like, I got the point. I know he's the father-in-law. Okay. Vayishma Moshe l'kocho. No, vayas ko asher amar. He did everything he said. Well, not exactly, because look. Vayivchar Moshe anshei chayil mikol Yisrael. And he made them rashim alam, sarei alfim, sarei meot, sarei chamishim, sarei asarot. Pasuk chavav. Vishavtu et ha'am b'chol eit. Et ha'davar ha'kashe yiviyun al Moshe. Ha'davar ha'katon yishmetu hein. You look at Sefer Dvarim in the repeat of the story. What does it say? It says this. It says, et ha'davar ha'kashe yiviyun al Moshe. You see the difference? I bolded it for you. One place, Yitro said what? Davar ha'gadol. No, I'm telling you, in Devarim, it's also like that. This is Yitro. These are a couple of psukim afterwards. If you look at Devarim in Perak Aleph, I didn't bring it to you on the sheets, but that's exactly what it says there also.
Meaning important things versus difficult things?
The big things versus the difficult things.
So big things they would still do now with Moshe necessarily.
Correct. Meaning, the question is, what's the difference? Why does Moshe change the language from the word Gadol to Kasher? If you want to look it up in Devarim, it's Perak Aleph. It's literally when they're repeating it towards the beginning, right before the Meraglim story. Perak Aleph.
Could you suggest that Yitro wants Moshe to remain more of a political figure, while Moshe wants to remain more of a halachic figure?
See, first of all, the Ramban says that. I didn't bring that up. That he doesn't accept all of the things. One of the things he says is, you don't understand. It's not. That's the Ramban, which I didn't give just because I can't give everything every week. And I do a lot of Rambans usually. But the Ramban says on Navol Tibol, that's what he talks to. He goes, Yitro, you got it. The judicial system, we need to break it down. But I'm a Rebbe, I'm Moshe Rabbein. And I can't, but that's why some of the pulpit rabbis in America don't like having so many assistant rabbis. As much as there are a lot of shuls that have many things, they have 7 assistant rabbis. One of the reasons why the pulpit rabbis don't like the assistant rabbis, there's a very, very famous rabbi, I'm not going to mention his name, from New Jersey, who would say that he didn't want a pulpit rabbi. He has one now. The reason why he didn't want it is a very important reason, which is what? He said, yes, he said, because, look, the guy's going to ask me the Or HaChaim questions, the easy questions. What do I do with the tzitzis? What do I do with this? And then they build up the trust. And then when the real questions come about abortion, divorce, all these type of things, then they'll feel comfortable. But if I have the assistant rabbi, that he doesn't even have any rapport with me at all, then the big question's not going to come to me either. So that's what the Ramban says here, that Mr. Yitro, you're right that you have to break up the system, but for Torah, not that way. The Ramban says that.
Problem many rabbis have with the U.S. at all is awesome.
Yeah, 100%. It's a different discussion. Yeah. The U.S. at all is. Yeah.
Many rabbis say, I'll go to.
Yeah, the language is, it's Perak Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Lo takiru fanim b'mishpat, ka katon gagadol dishmaun. You shouldn't be afraid. V'adavar asher yikshe mikem, takrivu ne'ilai ushmati. He uses the language kasher. So Rav Soloveitchik in his essay in Al Tshuva asked the question, what's the difference between gadol and kasher? So I'll tell you what Rav Soloveitchik said. He went from the other side. He focused on that we live in a world nowadays that what's important? The bigger the car, the bigger screen. I don't know if you guys have it anymore. It's like I grew up and they had like a normal TV screen. And then slowly but surely within years, a humongous screen. Like, you're not like really, really modern Orthodox. You have a big, humongous screen. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, now it's more of a...
small phone, right. It's like a big glasses for a little... That's if you're a loser or not. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is like a big screen. Everything's got to be big, except for the phone. You're right. But it's got to be... That's just because it's not... But big! Meaning, we live in a world that the bigger it is, that means more chash. And what Soloveitchik says, that Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, that's the Gaish piece. We believe in even the smallest of things. We believe, he has an essay, it's around 7 to 15 pages, he called it the Yisod of Mashu. And that's why he switches the language. What does it mean, Yisod of Mashu? Some of us have learned. How much truma do you have to separate and give to the Kohen? Mitzvah Torah.
Min HaTorah. I have Truma, right? I have to give Meiser. We just talked about. We just talked about what? What's the name of the language in the Gemara? It says in the Mishnah, the Gemara, Chita Achat. I have this humongous heap of Truma, of Tevel, of non-separated fruit, produce. Min HaTorah, I have to separate one kernel. One kernel, and I'm Yotze. Now, meet the Rabbanan, they say, there's 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. There's different languages of how magnanimous you are. Ayin yafeh, ayin beinonit, or not. But min HaTorah, even one kernel. Think about the famous idea. You have a vat, you have a big pot, chicken soup. Right? You don't have 60 times that a little small thing of milk comes in. Done! The bigger one is what? Pesach. How much are you chai of karis? Mashu. Chomitz asur bimashu. The chomitz, you're not a mashu. Very serious. That's why people go nuts. For all the cleaning. Meaning Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's this yisod that we believe everything that's small. Rabbi Freund had an idea in Parshas Vayeshev that talked about four words changed all of Jewish history. The four words, there were four words that basically changed everything. Yosef was in the slammer. He looked at these people, the Sarofim, Saramoshkim. These are people who, he's a little lonely servant. He shouldn't be speaking to these people. What does he see? He sees they're down. And he says, in English, he says to them, you guys don't look so good. Is everything okay? Madua Pneichem Ra'im Hayom. Visk says, you guys don't look so good. Because of those four words, then they started talking and they realized that he interprets dreams and the rest literally is history. Meaning, we have these smallest things. We learn about Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, right? So what do we know about Kiddush Hashem? We think about these big heroes that we have. Big heroes. And they are big heroes. The big ones. They're big. The ones who jump on to a Rimon and big. But Kiddush Hashem, if you look at the Rambam and Hilchos Yisod HaTorah, are the people who say good morning. People who act. That's how you make a Kiddush Hashem. The people look at you and say, oh, look how this person acts. And I'll tell you, since I'm in this business for a long time, you never know what's going on with a person. When the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, that you have to be mekabel panim, besever panim yafot, mekabel adam besimcha. It's literally could be life and death. It's life and death. Because people could be struggling, who knows what. And so you act like a mensch to somebody. These are the sort of mashu. That's the change between davar agadol versus davar kasha. Now we have our Hasidish vort for the week. Hasidish vort for the week this week comes from Rav Levi Yitzchak Mibarditchev, the Kedushas Halevi. And he's dealing with, please open up. Please open up
the pasuk, because you have to ask this pasuk in all the mafarshim. All the Rishonim ask this question also, which is what? If you open up, it says, when Moshe was going up to get Kabbalah Satorah, what does it say? It says, Moshe Allah. Anybody remember this? Hopefully you're doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. Moshe Allah El HaElohim. No, we're not there yet. Where is it? It's at the beginning of Perikot Tet. Now, where is that where it is? Where is it? Pasuk Gimel.
Moshe Allah.
Moshe Allah El HaElohim. Vayikra Elav Hashem Min Ahar Lemor. Meaning, why does it say that first Moshe went up to God, then Vayikra Elav Hashem Min Ahar Lemor? Meaning, like, what's going on? The next part is also important. This is where the whole Beis Yaakov movement comes. From this pasuk, Beis Yaakov, they say is the women. Why specifically the women first? That's not for today. But, right? 100%, there's a difference between Tomar, Tageid. Those are all very important things. But for example, if I wanted to open up and just see just how the Mefarshim even asked the question here, I gave a separate share on this. The Perek Yutet Pasuk Gimel.
Moshe Allah, so Rashi says, "Biyom Hasheni went up on the second day. And every time it's an aliyah, it's a... And people ask, we already said that what? Vayachanu b'midbar, vayichan sham Yisrael neged ahar. Why? The question is, what is... I mean, the big question that they ask is, U'moshe Allah al-har Elohim, vayikra ilav Hashem. Did Moshe have the chutzpah? This is the question that Mepharshim do. Did Moshe have the chutzpah to go up without being called? Are you crazy? This is God here. It's not high school. Like, you know, like, what's going on? So that's a big, big question. Ibn Ezra asked that. And Ibn Ezra says, U'moshe Allah al-har Elohim, and vayikra ilav Hashem is u'kvar kara ilav Hashem. God, it's not on the sources. God already called you. There's no way he went up without.
Why can't we just say he had nevuah then, or like Hashem? Because he was always interacting with Hashem.
That's true.
So why can't we just say that Hashem told him, like,
and then he told him again after?
Yeah.
You with me? It says
so.
What's going on over there? That's what it says. Vayikra kvar. Vayikra kvar. Now, according to the Ramban, it's not like the Ramban says, as we know, from the time they came to Har Sinai, the Anan covered the Har. There was Kvod Hashem there, Vayishkan Kvod Hashem Har Sinai, before Matan Torah. And therefore, Moshe Allah El Halohim, he went up to what? A little bit of the mountain to get ready. But he didn't come to the Arafel where God was. Vayikra Elav Hashem Mirosh Har, Kotor Mal Beit Yaakov. That's the Ramban. Okay? The Kedusha Salevi here says something similar but very different and very cool. Very Hasidic, but beautiful, not but, but and beautiful pshat. What does he say? Look at the Kedusha Salevi in front of you. Let me just open it up again. As follows. Bine Moshe Rabbeinu Olav Shalom. Hechin et atzmo. Moshe prepared himself. Hachana rabav atzumama'o. He prepared himself like nuts because he's going to go talk to God. Even if he always talks to him, this is different. This is the revelation. So he prepared himself on a humongous madrega gedola, but he was such a level that he was literally ish shamayim at this point. He was barely human, barely man. Shelo yavin shum adam, right? He didn't food. V'amar lo Hashem yitbarach. No. Shelo ta'aseh achana zot kol kach kamo shata rotzeh. It's not as you think. Because if you get too high that way, you're not going to be able to translate it to Bnei Yisrael. And that's what it means. Moshe Allah Elohim says, Rav Levi Yitzchak Lebeditchev, that Moshe prepared himself to be on such a humongous madrega ad Elohim that he could speak with the madrega of Elohim. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that. In order, b'chdei shiuchal limod in Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, Vayikra Elav Hashem Minahar Leimor. No. I want you, Ko Tomar, the Beit Yaakov Etagei LeBnei Yisrael. So a very, very important yisod that says what? That says, you have to prepare yourself and go in heights. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from you is to be able for you to translate that to Am Yisrael. To be able to prepare yourself. You have to prepare yourself for Matan Torah. But make sure you're able to take the Torah you're learning and properly disseminate it. That is the Kedusha Salevi. I may have cut it up one more thing. Give me a second.
That's answering how can Moshe go without calling Hashem?
No. He's just giving a different pshat. He's just saying, Moshe Allah. It's a different pshat. Meaning, I gave you the pshat, Ibn Ezra and the Ramban. One says, Vayikra, he already called him. The other one is that Moshe went up because Hashem, they had the Kvod HaShechina there already. He went up, not the whole place, he only went up partially. And now he called them from the top. That's how Ramban says. The language of the Pasuk is strange. So the Kedusha Salevi here says, you sow that way. Fine, let's move on because we're running out of time. The next one is huge. Okay, it's one of my favorite Rashi's and Nitzivs out there. It's literally one of my favorite top five Nitzivs out there. And it quotes a story from the Gemara Bava Metzia. What happens
It says Vayisu. It says Bachodesh Hashishi Letzei Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. There's a lot of discussion in that first pasuk. Also, Vayisu Merfidim Vayavo Midbar Sinai. They left from Refidim. They came to Midbar Sinai. Vayichlu Bamahar, and everyone knows Kisha Chavaleivecha. What's the problem? Rashi and the Medrash, and there's two different nuschos in the Medrash here. It's a problem. I already know they left from Refidim. I already know they left Refidim. That was the end of last week's parsha. I already know already. It's superfluous. What are you trying to tell me? Says Rashi, very important. That's Rashi's question. Source number 11. Lama hutzrach lachzor lefarish veichanasu. Why do you have to tell me? I already know already. I knew they were in Refidim, and I knew they left from there. Ella, such an important point. Ella says Rashi, Lakish desiatam refidim lebiatam imibar sinai. He says he makes the equation not only when you're coming but how you're going. Limeid otanu ma biatam imibar sinai b'tshuva af nesiatam refidim b'tshuva. He's telling me that it's a way of how, what's your mindset? Is it only, I mean, a lot of people, unfortunately, when do they wake up, let's say, by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Not everyone has an Elul Zman. Right? A lot of people wake up, some people wake up by Kol Nidre, Yom Kippur. Some people wake up by the shofar blowing, because that's what it's supposed to do, it's wake you up. Meaning, at what point are you woken up to be able to do tshuva? I mean, Torah is not only a Kabbalah's Torah, it's supposed to give you tshuva also. Part of Torah is to help you get closer to Hashem. Torah is a Milash Hora'ah, to teach you how to get closer to God. Okay? So what is this tshuva? So he's saying, they weren't just there. They just showed up, and all of a sudden, they were enamored by the sound and lightning show of the Chol Ha'am Ro'im Et HaKalot V'Lapidim. They prepared themselves, even when they left from Refidim, where they themselves, according to Chazal, were very weak in Torah, Rafu Yadayim Min HaTorah, they were weak. At that point, they were ready on that time to get stronger, to get closer to Hashem. However, there's a different nusach. Look at the Hamikdav, the Nitziv, in source number 12, says the same thing. Same question, but then he quotes the Medrash. It's a different piece. Mishumachi Tanya b'mechelta. Ma biatan limidbar sinai al minas l'kabal Torah. Kach nesiatan refidim also. It's not just b'tshuva, but it's on the condition of mekabel Torah. He still says, okay, what is this idea that they left refidim al minas came? Who cares? This is the yesod gadol in anything. It's true in basketball. It's true in music. It's true in anything you want, which is, the more you prepare for something, it's back to that Kedusha Salevi, where Moshe was preparing himself. The more you prepare for something, the more it's going to be meaningful. It's true. A person says, I want to be an amazing basketball player. But guess what? I want to hang out in 10th grade with all the girls, and I don't want to work on my left hand. A little autobiography, right? So I didn't hang out with the girls, and I worked on my left hand, and I have a good left hand. I know how to dribble. You know? Thank God, because those girls are, okay, who knows? You know? Or because you're my wife, right? You have to know what you're doing. What do you prepare? It's on recording. Now, Elamikan says that it's seven. It goes a step further. Elamikan. Yesh lomo de kol davar shebekedusha. The more you prepare yourself, the more it's going to make an impact on you. And he quotes from a Gemara, one of my favorite Gemaras of Bava Metzia. The Gemara of Bava Metzia is a story time. The Gemara says about the end of the Gemara says, how great is Ma'aseh Chiya? What's the case? He quotes the Gemara Pehei Amud Beis. Then, what did he do? Godel Nishbi V'tzayi Tuva. What did he do? He shechted the hides. And what did he do then? He took those hides, and what did he do? He made parchments. And through those parchments, he had Chamisha Chumshei Torah, Shish Sidrei Mishnah, taught one of the Chamisha Chumshei to each one of the kids. The kid taught the kids. Same thing with Mishnah, same thing with the Mishnah. So ask the Nitziv Mivolajim, and ask Ari Cutler for the modern day civilization. Why are you shechting the animal? Why are you pitching flax and pitching and planting? Go on to eBay. Go on to eBay and get a very kosher Megillah. Get a kosher Megillah. Mahadran. Spend a lot of money. Don't waste your time going and planting the flax and killing deer and getting the hides. You don't need to do that. La halacha, you don't need that. Ulechora kol zeh torach b'chadi.
just a waste of time. For the Kedusha of the Megillus, all you have to do is clean, sorry, is to acquire the hides from the shuk and do it and work it, tannering the Shema. Explains the Netziv this Yesod. The Yesod is Rotza Rabchia, so it's the greater Kedusha of the Megillus, in order that it will inspire the kids even more. And through there, he put extra work, in order that it'll be more Kadosh. And he learned it from this pasuk. He learned it that not only did they come and be stark learning Torah, already from the beginning on, they're on their way. Already at the beginning, they're on the das to the Kabbal Torah. You guys, some of you haven't gone to the Belzer Base Mentorship. Some people called it the Belzer Base Hamikdash because it looks like the Base Hamikdash. The Belzer, they spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on the Belzer Base Hamikdash, Belzer Base Hakanasis Base Hamikdash. I will tell you, knowing a little first-hand knowledge, 95% of that money came for Belzer Chassidim. That's first of all. Belzer Chassidim all. But most importantly is that who was the first person there at the chinuch, at the inauguration, at the beginning, was the Belzer Rebbe, saying L'shem Kedushas Beis Knesses. L'shem Kedushas Beis Knesses. Meaning, the more you are at the beginning, that's part of the reason why, as much by Hanukkah time, we say Tumah is Hutra B'tzibor, but the concept of, no, we don't want it to have just a heter of Tumah. It's the way, the more you put in that idealism, the more that you prepare yourself in anything, it's true, no pain, no gain, the fum tzara agra, so to live here, the more kedusha that you will get. We will stop here. A lot more to do.